This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Fiorentina 6 in Serie A, having a bit of a wobble at the minute though, only one win in their last five. They take on Dynamo Kyiv, who are top of the Ukrainian Premier League. 8 without defeat for them. Finished 1-1 in the first leg, but I'm slightly leaning towards Dynamo Kyiv here.
So I thought this was impossible. This was the one match that I looked at and I thought, I haven't got an earthly here really. I like Fiorentina actually at 3-4, just about to win this match. It was a 1-1 draw in Kyiv, and Fiorentina have only won one of their last four European home games, which is pretty poor. 1-1, drawn 2, and lost 1. Dynamo though aren't very good travellers. They've lost 3 of the last 4 away in Europe, and Fiorentina are yet to lose in 9 games against Ukrainian sides as well. They've won 5 and drawn 4. I thought Sergei Rebrov, who manages Dynamo Kyiv, he was a little bit downbeat after that performance. He mentioned that it was a hard game and it was a pity they conceded late on in that match, because Fiorentina did hit them late on to get that crucial away goal. But he bemoaned their tactics a lot of the time in that first game. He said that we tried to play compact in midfield where Fiorentina build up their attacks, but it was difficult. Overall, we coped with it in the first half. After the break, it was much harder, and we felt that we lacked the experience of big matches. We only have a few of them in the Ukrainian league, and I think that European experience could be crucial in this match for Fiorentina. And that late goal for Kumar Babacar just changed the complexion of the tie completely. I think it's going to be difficult for Dynamo Kyiv to get hold of the ball. I think possession is so important in this game. We saw that in the first leg. Fiorentina completely dominated possession. They deserved that equaliser. And they pressed them high up the field as well, Fiorentina. The likes of Andrei Yarmolenko, Lawns and Sergei Sidorok, they had to defend deep. And when they eventually got possession, they didn't have the energy to attack Fiorentina. So I think Fiorentina at home will have a lot of the ball, see a lot of the ball. And Dynamo Kyiv, when they do eventually win it, will be so tired because of the way Fiorentina are pressed that they won't be able to launch anything from an attacking perspective. So I like Fiorentina to win the game. Not mad keen on the price at 3-4, but I think Fiorentina get this one done because of their European experience.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.